All right, this is my teaching in the middle grades reflection for this week. I enjoyed reading all of the readings. I felt like it kind of helped me think about a lot of different perspectives and different strategies that I can use in my classroom this upcoming year. but one reading that really stuck out to me that I kind of wanted to focus on was the What If Everything You Knew About Disciplining Kids Was Wrong by Katherine Reynolds Lewis. This really stuck out to me because she talked about Ross Green and his method, and in my undergrad and my EDMG class, I read his book, Lost Child in School or something like that. It mentioned it here. Let me look. It is the Well, I can't find it right now. Lost at School. That's what it's called. And I really enjoyed that because I think part of my part of me being just now a second year teacher is I find that I struggle with classroom management, but also that behavior that comes with it, and that some kids develop. And last year I found that I was really good at sensing when something was about to happen and going ahead and stopping it and defusing it before it actually happened. But I feel like I want to be able to be that teacher who can go up to a student and say, okay, well, you know, we don't do this kind of behavior, but what can we do next time to prevent it from happening? Because I think that a lot of teachers in my school are stuck in the ways that they talked about in this article about, disciplining and sending them to the principal's office instead of taking care of it themselves. And I really liked how they pointed out that instead of talking to each other, like instead of talking to the other teachers about what may be going on with that certain child, that we should go and we should talk to the child ourselves and say, like, look, what's going on? Is there anything we can do to help? What can we do to prevent this from happening in the future? So that's kind of where I want to go with this. I want to take a lot of what Ross Green talks about in his books, as well as what Katherine Lewis talked about in this article, and actually using it in my classroom and trying to get my school to use it as well. Because I think a lot of the teachers are stuck in that way. And we need to remember that they're not going to, instead of aiming to control the student's behavior, we should be helping them control it themselves, so that they can build those skills up. And the last thing, one thing that kind of confused me about it was it said that rewards like gold stars can erode children's motivation and performance by shifting the focus to what the teacher thinks rather than the intrinsic rewards of learning. And that made me think about PBIS, which we use in our schools. And I'm like, well, if we're PBIS is rewarding positive behavior, but some of this negative behavior that students are showing, they can't control. So we're disciplining them because they have that negative behavior. And then we're also excluding them from things because they're not showing the behavior we want them to show, but they can't control it at this time because their brain hasn't developed enough, and they haven't developed those problem-solving skills to control it. So we as teachers need to kind of help them work towards being able to control it, and then maybe they can work towards the PBIS rewards and stuff. I'm sorry, I kind of went over my 4 minutes, but it was just really something that I'm passionate about and I want to continue to do in my classroom, and maybe it'll rub off on other teachers around me, or maybe it's something that my administrator will pick up on and we can use in our school.